This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth, because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect. Because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over. But I could tell you were only half listening, so here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the office of the General Counsel. I remember that time not to do the one. Ken and I had talked about it before. He taught me the proper way to go about things. He said I was counting along, 3, 2, and I was like, one. I was so excited. And Ken taught me, you don't say the one. You're supposed to leave space, which I didn't do at the beginning of the show just now. Hello and welcome to Office of the General Counsel. My name is Ed Coleman, but you can call me Edward A. Coleman Esquire. I'm joined as always by our wonderful producer and podcast extraordinaire, Ken Lucas. How are you today, Ken?
Hi.
There he is, the sultry tones of Ken Lucas, welcoming listeners and making them feel loved by his enthusiasm and spirit.
I recently checked some of the metrics for this show, and I want to thank, I heard I have a fan, so I want to thank
yes.
that fan.
Of course you have fans.
Well, I heard I had a fan, so
oh, okay.
You know, it's kind
and
of
nice. Hold on, I'm just going to write this down. You learned that through metrics? I'm going to write down this, metrics.
Well, yeah, there's, maybe.
I should check my own metrics. You know, it'd be great if I found out I had a fan. I haven't found that out yet.
Well, judging from your paycheck.
Yeah. You know, you sometimes make comments to me about bragging and saying things that are a little, you know, putting things in people's faces, and right there, you just gave it right back. You know? You dished it, I dish it out, and you gave it right back to me.
I might have.
Yeah. And I can't, you know, I just learned about myself. I can't take it as much as I can dish it out. It hurt.
Goes each way.
It does. Well, that's a great way to start a show. I hope you guys are all doing very well. We're back in the office today. The last episode, if you recall, in episode 9. And by the way, if you're not listening to these sequentially, what are you doing? They're numbered for a reason. You know, this is our lives. You know, we're going to constantly be going backwards and referring back to what we've done. So listen to them sequentially. Don't jump in at 10. Ugh. Anyway, last episode, we were in my apartment because there was some construction going on. Ken thinks I might have been hallucinating about the tiny radioactive shining blue spiders that I saw coming out of the vents as I left the office. They were not to be found, so maybe I was hallucinating. I was working long hours at the time.
It's probably dust.
Right, that's what you said. You thought it was dust, yeah. And in retrospect, it might have been dust. Although I have not seen any other radioactive blue spiders running around outside of that office. Regardless, they told us they were draining the altar. I don't know what that means or what that entails, but the desk looks nice. It looks fine. Nothing changed about it to me. It's certainly not lighter. Whatever they drained was not what's weighing this thing down. This thing is solid as can be. But it's nice to be back in here. You know, it's weird when you're working from home for a while. You just kind of like, you know, I wear my house suit instead of like the regular suit I would wear to the office. I put on the, you know, the suit that you wear at home that's made of like pajama material, but is still
like a muumuu?
No, I mean like it looks like a suit, but it's made of pajama material. So that it's comfy, but I'm still wearing, it's got a tie and it's like, you know, got a suit jacket and pleated, you know, as you'd expect. On the weekends I wear a non-pleated house suit, but during the week, you mean you need pleats, you need to look your best.
Retro.
Pleats are retro now, I guess, yeah. I mean, nowadays, when I come to the office, I wear mostly straight leg pants or whatever, flat fronts, I guess you'd call them. I don't know. Like, I'm, what am I, men's warehouse over here? You know, there were some comments from the last show. You know, I while we were in my apartment, the pneumatic tubes, a message came through the pneumatic tubes, and people thought I was lying about being in the apartment. No, I actually paid myself out of my own pocket to have pneumatic tubes from Unwinnable's headquarters come to my apartment and back so that if I have to work from home, I can still do my primary job, which is sign paperwork that comes up the pneumatic tube. So that came out of my pocket. We weren't lying about anything. That's just pneumatic tubes in my apartment. Normal stuff. You just pay to install pneumatic tubes that go from your work to your house and back. Normal stuff. So thanks a lot for calling me out on that, though. Let's see.
You didn't expense that?
No, I did not. Because that was really a luxury for me. You know, that's for me. You know, the company pays for stuff when it's, you know, stuff I need for work. But when I want to work from home, wear my fucking pajama suit, I need the pneumatic tube there. This is a performance review episode, Ken. I was trying to beat around the bush and not talk about it, but this is it. We're 10 episodes in. And now we're supposed to sit there and have a performance review with Stu.
No, that's your performance review.
I guess that's true, technically. I mean, you would have been nice, though, to be, you know, have...
Well, where were you when I had my issues with standards and practices?
I didn't even know about your issues with standards. Well, you told me about it when we were on the air. Right. You didn't even mention to me. You know, I text you literally 40 times a day, and you'll just write back like, yeah, fine. Like, you don't ever tell me anything.
I don't get all your messages.
Oh. That's very troubling. That's another nice thing about being back in the office. Got that bar over on the side. What? Oh. Performance review.
Remember what we talked about in the apartment.
Yep, that's right. I don't remember what we talked about entirely, but some of it. I am nervous a little bit, I'll have to admit. You know, I'm usually a very confident person in most respects, but I'm very nervous about this performance. I'm also excited, though. You know, I think we've been doing a good job. We're talking to a lot of different people from all over Unwinnable, from the kitchen to the accounting department to the tour guides to the whatever it is George Collazo does. And, you know, we're having a good time, and that's all that matters. So I think it's going to go well.
It was that time Stu dragged you into his office.
Yeah, that's true. I did have to spend a little bit of time in the punishment office. But it wasn't that bad. It really was, as I said, it was just Stu sat there and read a book quietly to himself, and after sitting there for a while, he just said I could leave, and that was fine. And it was punishment. I thought a lot about what I had done. And it's effective. It's oddly effective.
Oh, you might have this in a bag.
Maybe. Let's assume so.
We're going to throw a party.
We are?
Maybe.
Oh, depending on how the performance review goes.
Well, we're assuming that it's going to go well.
Yeah.
We're going to throw a party.
Yeah. Speaking of which, though, I think part of this performance review will be dealing with how many people listen to this show. And as always, tell your friends and your colleagues and any passersby that might see you on the street, people in the dog park, you know, other people's kids that you see, you know, corner them and let them know they should be listening to this show. Yeah, you can hit us up at Unwinnable OOTGC, by the way. There were no guesses on my middle name game recently at all. And I'm not sure if people have lost interest. I've certainly lost interest, I know that. I do not care, A, if anybody gets this correct, or B, what my middle name is anymore. I don't care anymore. But, you know, if you still have one, let me know. Or, you know, write to me for other reasons.
Asspole.
No, and that's really close to ass napkin, which somebody had kept guessing over and over again. So I think maybe that's why you thought of that.
Sorry.
Let me write that down though, so I could add it to our official log of guesses. Ass pole.
Adirondack.
That's already been guessed, and no, it's not Adirondack.
Alamo.
No, it's not Alamo. Ken, you're not allowed multiple guesses a week. I don't even know if you're allowed multiple guesses, but you're certainly not allowed multiple guesses a week.
It's been a while.
This one, you did two, because Adirondack didn't count. Somebody already guessed that. So far, the person who got it closest was you, though, when you guessed Alice.
Hmm.
So that's a hint.
Oh, okay. So maybe it rhymes with that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Nobody knows. This was the kind of a big legal news. I guess we should always be keeping people apprised of the legal department and our goings-ons. We always have so much. Why do I keep going back to this phrase that I have trouble with? Goings-ons.
Events.
The events of the legal department. We had a big trial that actually went down since the last time we recorded. It was a slip and fall case. There was a quick background. I mean, this is all part of the public record now, so you can go and look this up. There was an anti-corporate kind of protester who was outside of Unwinnable headquarters every day screaming about, you know, the behemoth of Unwinnable and the, you know, whatever, the 1%. And he actually managed to somehow scale the outer wall and then the inner wall of the headquarters. He completely ignored the sign that says, look out, traps. And then he was injured by traps. So he sues us. Okay, first of all, you're trespassing. Second of all, we had a big... It's like a billboard that says, look out, traps. Ignores that. Gets hurt by a trap very severely. He lost several appendages, I guess is the best word to use for the mix and match of what happened. But he severely injured, went to trial. We actually countersued him for the cost of resetting the traps. These are not small devices. It takes like a team of people and engineers to put them back and set them just so. And so we countersued for the cost of resetting them, and we won.
I should hope so.
Yeah. Finally, corporate America wins.
Well, that should look good on your review. You won a case.
Yeah, it was. I mean, in fairness, he was suing us for like, it wasn't that much money, but he didn't get any of it, and we won. And he owes us a bunch of money.
He paid double.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good, actually, now that I'm retelling this story. I felt really good about it while I was winning the case, but now when I look back, it's like...
Well, who got the appendages?
Those were donated, I think.
To R&D.
Oh, no, not to us. No. I tried to secure them through R&D. They wouldn't go for it. They were donated to the American Appendage Society of Appendages of People.
America.
The Advancement of Appendageless. The National Advancement of Appendageless. I can't remember what it was, but it's a very clever acronym. Okay. I think it's time that we...
Take a break.
Let's get Stu in here. And let's do this performance review.
Hear a word from our sponsor.
Yeah, we're going to hear some pre-recorded nonsense from our sponsor. Hi, it's Ed Coleman from Office of General Counsel. You're already listening to the show, but I'm really excited to tell you about Unwinnable's new product. This is something that's coming out of R&D. We've been working on it really tirelessly. It's a wonderful product. I've seen the final version of it, and you are going to be amazed. It is Unwinnable's new podcast audio machine, or as we're calling it, PAM. PAM is... this device, it plays all of Unwinnable's podcasts. That's like four or five shows, everybody, and it plays every single one of them. It's only about the size of a single washer-dryer unit, like a double, stacked washer-dryer stackable unit. It's about that size, so if you have a nice-size apartment, you can fill up half of it with PAM. It's Unwinnable's new podcast audio machine, and it plays I'm almost certain it's all of the shows. It's certainly most of them. You can listen to a couple hours a week worth of podcasts, and it's only the size of a washer dryer. PAM! Check it out. It's only $799 at unwinnable.com. Okay. Welcome back to the show. We are really excited to be back. This is it. It's the performance review. Ooh, Ken's doing it. We have a little thing here. We got a razzle-dazzle going on because we wanted to impress Stu. Yeah. Can you hear those beats? Ken's making them right now. Oh, man, wait till Stu sees this. Oh, I'm getting psyched. I can't wait for Stu to walk through those doors. Oh, there it is! It's the Stu alarm! The Stu alarm that Stu thought he disabled, I re-abled?
Re-enabled.
Re-enabled. And here he is, Stu Horvath, walks back into the office of the General Counsel. Welcome, Stu.
Hey, do I have to put the headphones on?
You do have to put on the cans, as we call them. We call them in the biz, we call them the cans.
No one calls these cans.
Somebody calls them cans, they must, because people always make jokes about
70 years ago.
People always talk about calling them cans.
All right, I got the stupid headphones on.
Yes. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
How exciting. We've been doing a great job, I would say.
Hi, Stu.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you guys. You guys should have a moment to speak and say hi and catch up more. I don't know if you have anything else to say to each other.
That's usually about as far as it goes.
Oh, it's good. I'm glad I'm not the only one who gets that sort of cursory treatment from
Well, we have Curse himself. An understanding. It's a little different.
Yeah. So, here we are, performance reviewing.
Mm-hmm. What do you got for me?
What do I got for you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I kind of thought that this would be a thing that you were leading. I'll refer to... Okay, so you sent me a memo about the performance of the show so far.
Mm-hmm.
And first you gave me a... Hold on, let me just open this up here, because this was kind of... Strange. So you gave me a couple suggestions to improve the show. First, number one, overall make the show much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
That's helpful. Two, try paying for listeners. We'll see how that goes. Out of my salary, by the way. You put that in parentheses, out of your salary. Suggestion number three, celebrity guests. ... That's a great idea. I don't know if you have any celebrities. Do you know any celebrities?
Yeah, I'm sure you do, though.
Ah, sure I do, though. I'm sure I do, though. I'm just going to make a quick note. Check contacts for celebrities. So those were good ideas. Those were helpful, and it got me thinking about things. But then I was kind of deflated because then you said that the comments... There's a section on the webpage that had comments and criticisms,
mm-hmm.
and after reviewing some of them, you changed the title to... Just criticisms, quote unquote, just criticisms, because those were the only things that were coming through.
Yeah.
That was a bit depressing. Other than that, though, I think that we're doing really well. We're talking to a lot of people. People are really learning about Unwinnable.
Sure.
I mean, is there anything that we could do better that we haven't been doing? Are there any people that we should be talking to that we aren't talking to?
I mean,
I haven't gotten the janitor locked down. I cannot find this janitor. That's one thing, obviously.
Dylan.
Dylan, yeah. Right.
Mr. Dylan.
Or maybe to you.
Well, I just call him Dylan.
I wouldn't give him the respect of a mister. Whoa. Ooh. That's like a trap door or something.
Yeah, you heard that?
I did hear that.
I thought you had a secret door in here.
I didn't think I did.
Is it behind a bookcase?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we'll get back to that. You have Stu here.
There it is again.
Oh, there it is again. What the fuck is that? During my performance review. This is embarrassing.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Okay. Well, okay. So are there people that we should be talking to that we're not talking to? Like
what are you talking about?
Our guests, all the guests that we've been interviewing.
But I'm not here to talk about the podcast. Nobody listens to that.
Oh. I thought we were doing a performance review of the podcast.
No.
No, it's your performance review.
Yeah, for the talent show.
Oh, the talent show. Huh. Did I get a message about that? Was there a memo?
I thought it was self-explanatory. It's a review of your performance.
Oh, from the talent show.
For the talent show.
Huh. So am I... Okay. So I've prepared a slideshow of much like I had for the board of directors seat. I prepared a slideshow that I could show you right now. They're just pictures of me doing awesome stuff.
You want to use a slideshow for the talent show?
No, that's what I'm saying. I prepared for today's performance review for what I thought was what we were doing.
Ah.
You were expecting to see a performance of some sort?
It's I
mean, the rumor was that you could tap dance.
We spend all of this month reviewing everyone's performances. We have to.
Oh.
We have to make sure that we kick the asses of our.
And we had the unwinnable band and the magician and.
Actually, let me see what I could do with what we have in here.
Fire dancer.
Well, I didn't do anything with fire. I learned that the third time I lost my eyebrows, I finally said no to playing with fire. But
New York Times, their chief of staff, their lawyer, their general counsel, whatever that we call you,
right?
Swallows swords. Now that is a talent.
Well, that's why he works for the New York Times. I mean, that's probably how he got the job.
I would not put it past them.
Yeah. Well, Ken, could you go back and play that again?
This isn't Ken's performance review.
Yeah, but... Right? Yeah. 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 Right? How's that? That's a thing.
So snapping your fingers.
Well, it's a collaboration, I was thinking. Okay, wait. I have an idea. There's, I have an assortment of, plates over here for when I have guests that we're going to eat at the side dining room of my office. And I have these sticks here. I can actually spin plates pretty well. How do you feel about spinning plates?
I think that's a distant second to sword swallowing.
Okay. You didn't let me finish. I'm going to spin these plates and also swallow this sword while they're spinning. Right? That would be impressive.
That would be pretty impressive.
It would be cool if the plates were on fire.
Fire makes everything better.
How about all right. Can you help me with the fire part? Can you light the plates on fire?
I would love to.
While they're spinning. Okay. We could do this. All right. Let me just take a second to set this up. Okay. I'm going to go get the plates. Okay. Now, I'm going to stand back a little bit because I need a little room. And I can only do this if I sing this song. So ready? Huh? See? There you go. Look, they're spinning. Now I'm going to swallow the sword. This is going to be hard.
I think I'm ready to light these plates.
Sorry. It has a big finish at the end there. And it's really... I need a little practice with the swallowing part, but sorry, I'm tearing. My eyes are tearing right now. But
that was something else.
I think we're going to give the New York Times a run for their money.
As an impromptu thing, I mean, I think that was okay. It's a good start, you know?
Impressive.
Yeah. Let's see that guy spin plates. Good job, by the way, lighting them on fire. You did it just as I... got through the esophageal part of the sword swallowing. So it was a very dramatic moment when the...
Well, when you bent over with the sword down your throat, that was kind of weird.
Mm. They don't recommend you do that, but...
Yeah, something was poking out the back there.
That could have been just one of my ribs. I'm a very bony guy. Mm. But it could have been the sword. I'm not sure. I'll go check.
I'll go to the infirmary.
I should go to the infirmary later.
We need you in ship shape. For the talent show.
Whew!
Don't die.
Hold on. Let me write down. Nurse. We should have a nurse on at some point. She does a good job. But then there are a number of times, not related to sword swallowing, just for...
She's very nice.
Very nice. Wonderful person. Okay. Whew. So I'm actually feel better that the performance review is that. I was...
Did you really think this was about the podcast?
I did. I don't know why. I guess I was... I don't know. I do feel better, though.
I mean, have you looked at your metrics? You have, like, 7 listeners.
I know. That's why I was very nervous. But although
I have a fan.
Ken has 1 fan, so we're counting on that. I'm putting an asterisk next to that. I have a 1 and a big asterisk next to that for Ken. I have a 0 for me. So if you're out there and you want to, you know, send me a tweet that just says, like, I'm a fan. Because I'm a nice guy. Stu, what other performances have you seen? I'm curious what other people are doing from Unwinnable.
When is this going out, Ken?
A few weeks.
All right.
Oh, you don't want to give anything off. You don't want to tip.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
The walls have ears.
I hear the Washington Post has a really, really big thing planned. Mm. So we've got something bigger.
Oh, something bigger. Oh.
Explosions.
Animals.
Mm.
This is actually a good time to bring this up. Blood. Because we're losing interest in the Guess My Middle Name game, but I did think of a new game. We recently, in Unwinnable, there is now, Stu commissioned, and there is in the north-northeast lobby, is a 20-foot tall statue of Stu made entirely of Legos.
Mm.
And it's really impressive. It looks just like him, except 20 feet tall.
And my obviously. Childhood Legos.
Yeah, from his childhood Legos, which he kept like remarkable in good shape. Great assortment of colors. Yeah. But if you can guess how many Legos it took to create this statue of Stu, Unwinnable will give you $10,000. So,
wow.
Yeah. You have to. Oh, you have to guess the number exactly. Like right on the
Is
nose.
Is it open to employees?
It's not. No. Of course not.
Okay. I'm going to give you three hints. Okay? Number one. There are six figures in this number. We're talking about the hundreds of thousands of Legos.
Yes.
Hint number two. It's a prime number. Hint number three. It's my favorite number. So, if you can guess. You should also probably come in and take a look at the statue so you can size it up for yourself. I don't know.
Which lobby is it in?
The north-northeast.
North-northeast.
Don't okay. go to the northeast lobby, or you'll see, you know, the... I think that's like the wheelchair station, where like they just have a bunch of... just-in-case.
Yeah.
The just-in-case wheelchairs.
And ramps.
Yes.
And all those crutches.
That lobby is entirely ramps and crutches, yeah.
Yeah.
And the wheelchairs.
I don't know why we have them all hanging up there.
It's weird because
they
all
use
the...
use it as storage.
And all the handicapped parking is on the south side of the building. So the parking is for handicapped people on the south side, but the northeast lobby has the handicapped equipment.
Sometimes that's fun to watch.
Ooh. Ken, come on.
He's talking about... Listen. Guys... This is my performance review, and I just want to say, I'm disappointed in both of your performances right now.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm swallowing swords. I'm spinning plates.
I don't get paid.
Oof.
So I don't want to hear. Art,
didn't you buy like a big piece of art? I figured I'd see it in the office.
Oh.
But nothing. Yeah, that's the same.
You saw the picture I posted of me next to that picture, the art that I bought?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took the painting was it's in my apartment right now. In the meantime, because we had the construction, yeah. The renovation that was going on, and
had to drain the altar.
Right, you know, is that a euphemism for something?
No.
Hmm. I do have to leave soon because it's getting. We're recording this late tonight. It's almost midnight.
You're also bleeding.
Yeah. I was using the time thing as an excuse, but I'm feeling really dizzy.
It's kind of unnerving because it's actually like I'm watching it drip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of blood.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely going to want to get out of here before midnight with all that blood.
We just drained the altar.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I am just like, whoa. All right, I got to ramp up for the ending, guys. I don't feel good.
Hey, Ed.
Oh! Oh, Office of the General Counsel. We're still doing great. We're still having a good time. Well, this performance review went really well, I'd say, right? I mean, I think we'd all agree that...
I think we're going to be a solid third.
Yeah, and the podcast you don't care about in terms of performance that way. I mean, because you're actually getting out... I guess you're making out ahead because most of my salary is based on the podcast, and with seven listeners... I am really struggling here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. But finally, you gave me the thing in the memo said that we have to see standards and practices.
Yeah, that's your podcast review.
So I see. Standards and practices is going to be grilling me on the performance of the podcast.
Yeah.
Ken, how were they again? How did they were nice? They were all really nice or something?
No, they were just peachy.
I mean, they're going to be fine until after the talent show. Then all bets are off.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I guess that's a good place as any to end when I'm really depressed and bleeding out. I'd like to thank you for listening to Office of the General Counsel. We've had a good time here today.
Relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking. Thank you, Stu, for always...
Agreed.
Hey, turn that smile upside down.
Oh, that's the magic words I forgot to mention earlier, but I had early tweeted out earlier. If Stu guesses the magic, if he says the magic words, which is turn that smile upside down, because you failed to do so the last couple times you were on this podcast, you did not say your bumper sticker phrase, turn that smile upside down. But I had tweeted out earlier, hashtag bumper sticker, hashtag Stu, hashtag turn that smile upside down. If you said it, the first person to tweet at me on Winnable OOTGC, you'll get a free T-shirt. So do that. Because Stu said the magic phrase, the phrase that pays. Turn that smile upside down.
I want a T-shirt.
Well, you should have... Well, tweet at me right now. And you should tweet at me, too. Unwinnable OOTGC. I want to thank you all for listening. Listen some more. Be a fan. Have fun. We're all having a good time here. We're just doing our thing day to day. Just trying to get by. All right, everybody. Oh! Of course, subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. Whew, it was almost back to the spanking machine with me, but I remembered. Subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly. It's Unwinnable's greatest product, although I hear that Pam is getting rave reviews. Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
I think you should apply some more pressure there.
What?
On with your the blood.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like sales pressure. If I could just... once we stop, I'll be able to slump down into like a fetal position and really get my elbow into the wound.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.